In contemplating the current state of our country, I am often confronted with questions about my perspective on the ongoing issues. Regrettably, my response consistently revolves around a profound sense of disappointment. The truth is, our nation stands as a colossal letdown, a landscape where blame is incessantly shifted from one entity to another. Every turn reveals a society deeply divided, with fingers pointed in all directions, this party at fault for that, that ideology responsible for this. The cacophony of accusations creates a disheartening atmosphere that leaves me bewildered about the trajectory of our nation. At the core of this disillusionment lies a frustration with our political system, an entity that seems to be systematically exploiting the hard-earned income of the American people. Each passing day witnesses the relentless extraction of our financial resources without tangible returns. The disparity between the common citizen's struggles and the privileges bestowed upon politicians is glaring. They enjoy substantial incomes, comprehensive medical coverage, and an array of benefits, all while failing to address the issues that matter most to those who entrusted them with power. The perplexity deepens as we reflect on the democratic process itself. We cast our votes in anticipation of positive change, entrusting these representatives to advocate for our well-being. Yet, despite the democratic exercise, improvements in our lives remain elusive. Wages stagnate, the cost of living surges, and the gap between promises and reality widens over time. The paradox of voting for change only to witness a worsening of circumstances raises unsettling questions about the authenticity of our control over the nation's destiny. It becomes increasingly challenging to fathom the immense wealth amassed by politicians while the average citizen's plight remains unaddressed. The disparity between the promises made during election campaigns and the tangible outcomes in our lives amplifies skepticism. Perhaps, as my grandparents often asserted, the inherent nature of politicians is to be deceptive, a sentiment reinforced by the perpetual cycle of unfulfilled promises. A gloomy forecast looms on the horizon, casting shadows on various aspects of our society. Inflation is on the rise, wages remain stagnant, and fuel prices are poised to skyrocket. The consequences are dire. People will endure suffering, homes will be lost, and the elderly will struggle to make ends meet. Social security and medical insurance appear to be teetering on the brink, jeopardizing the well-being of countless individuals who may soon find themselves unable to afford essential medications and medical care. The gloom extends to our educational system, where concerns arise about the erosion of foundational learning. The fear that future generations will be deprived of essential knowledge becomes palpable, contributing to a sense of impending doom. The prospect of a bleak future prompts unsettling questions about the loss of control over our nation's trajectory. Are our votes still consequential, or have we unwittingly empowered a corrupt system that manipulates our collective will? The grim contemplation extends to an imagined future, where the dystopian scenarios depicted in works like The Hunger Games cease to be mere fiction. The notion of being relegated to subservient roles, subject to the whims of an oppressive government, becomes a haunting possibility. As the specter of a disempowered populace looms, the query arises: could we be heading towards a future where dissent is silenced and individual freedoms are sacrificed for the supposed greater good? In the face of this unsettling panorama, the contemplation turns inward, seeking solace and hope. The prevailing uncertainty prompts a search for stability, and for many, faith becomes a refuge. Placing trust in a higher power, a force beyond the complexities of politics, offers a sense of assurance. In these troubled times, the belief in a better life beyond the confines of the present becomes a source of strength. As the future remains uncertain, the resolve to navigate these turbulent waters rests not solely in political processes but in a deeper, spiritual conviction. The path forward may be shrouded in darkness, but the flicker of faith suggests that there is more to life than the current state of our nation implies. It is a plea for introspection, for a collective reevaluation of values, and a hope that, in the face of adversity, individuals may find a renewed connection to something greater than the tumultuous present.